Bay Bay Tamid Aleph. You mean you don't have to make it a tzim now? You can say fast. That'll be the tzim of the Pelayayim. Right. Zuck the Mishnah, Bay Bay Tamid Aleph, second wide line. Second Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah, but it's a Mishnah. Zuck the Mishnah, Kosh HaSakim HaMeroim HaMenashim, LeYitziachid HaMenashim. Anybody that works with women has to be more careful than a regular person. Because that's his parnasa, that he deals with women, and therefore, dealing with women now, Rabbi Schutz brought up something very interesting yesterday, and it's 100% true, and it fits into this whole sugya of the Gemara. The more a person's machbar on something, the more that thing can hurt them when they have the nisayon. Meaning a person that touches women all the time, which is usher, right? Doesn't even recognize that they're touching women. It's so ruggle b'kach. They don't even realize it. It's like part of their regular life. They eat, they drink, they're not makpul in the gear, they shake. It's just part of what they do. A person that's not makpul in the stockless sees women all the time. It makes no righteous on him as it goes along. Because it's what he does all the time. The more, no, Chassid Shalom. I'm going to explain why in a minute. The more a person's makpul on, the things he's makbar on, when it happens, has a greater effect on him. Right? You have these Amiroim. They were so makbar on things that when they saw it, it brought a Yetzirah up that a regular person doesn't have because he's never makbar on it. Now, should a person not be makbar? Chas v'shalom. Reb David Krungl, told me personally, that he says people think that if you're makbar on Istaklos, then Istaklos hurts you. But if you're not makbar on Nisaklus, you won't be hurt. It's 100% true, he told me. He told me this 52 years ago. Almost 52 years ago. But he said the problem is the people that are not makbar on Nisaklus have the next Nisayan. They have to deal with the next Nisayan of Nagia, whereas the people that are makbar on Nisaklus never have that Nisayan. The Atari doesn't make it peace treaty. He doesn't say, I'll let you be makbar of this, and you don't be makbar of this, and we'll be happy to live after. It doesn't work that way. So that's what it is. So anyway, the Mishnah says here, Kol she'asakim b'manashim le'yisyachid b'manashim. Anybody that works with women has to be more careful. And Rashi explains what halakha consequence that is. The Rashi, Kol she'asakim b'manashim she'melechas u'mnasay nazas l'nashim. His trade, what he does, is made for women. Right, by Nashim Tzichaslay, the women always need him, and the Mishnah is going to list a whole list of people that the Gemara is going to list that work with women. The Yisyakim and Nashim, I feel him high by Nashim. He's more friendly with them. The Kula Mechapes Olav, and they cover for him because they need him. So therefore, they'll cover for him, and they won't voice his indiscretions. A man can't be miyachid with two women. This is Rashi Shita, the three is mutter. But this man cannot be miyachid with three or four women because he deals with women all the time and they cover for him. So here's where Rashi says that a regular man could be miyachid with three women. Other mishaitim hold three is not mutter. You need more than that. Zakta Gemara Baita. Zakta Mishnah Baita. V'lo yilamid adam es b'nai umnes anashim. And a person should not train his kid to work with women. Meaning people have bechira, they can pick their choice of what they want to go into. They should try to steer your kid away from going into something that brings him into constant contact with women. He's going to live a Yetzirah life. He's going to have to fight his Yetzirah at many junctions as he goes along. Now, as we mentioned, he doesn't make a Rishon after a while, but he's dealing with women, and the male of things will crop up bigger than his shyness. Some are not nagiris, the mission of the word kala, and I'll explain why when we get to the Gemara. Person should teach his son a umnas, a trade that's clean and easy. And the Gemara is going to explain what that is. And he should dive into the Rabbi Nishleva. Everything a person does, some people make it and some people don't. There are rich lawyers, there are poor lawyers, there are rich doctors, there are poor doctors. It has nothing to do with what you do. It has to do with a person's chus, and the mefarshim speak out, and a person's mazel. Meaning a person's born, Ben Islam preordained to a person whether he should be poor or rich. But his chusim can change that. person can daven, and he can change his mazel. A yid has the ability to change his mazel. So that's why the Mishnah says chusay, because if he has chusim and he davens, and he has things going for him, he can improve his mazel. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Nikiya v'kalim v'farish v'gemara shaper. Gemara will explain it well. Interesting lashon of Rashi, why Rashi says the word shaper, as if the Gemara doesn't explain things well. I don't know of an answer. He shouldn't say, this doesn't make a person rich. Every umnas has people that make it big, and every umnas has people that don't make it big. Reb Shimon Elazar Eimer, you ever see a chai or haif that have a job, they have to work for a living? And they seem to make exist without pain. They don't have to do work, and yet they have food. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created them. Now they have ample food supply. Their purpose is to serve man. I have a higher purpose in life. I'm supposed to serve my creator. The animals serve me, but I serve my creator. Shouldn't I make parnasa without having to worry about it? If the animals don't have to worry about it, they're at a lower level. For sure, I shouldn't have to worry about parnasa. I made my actions bad. The kipachti and I, but as kipachti, how does he translate it? Cut up what? Forfeited as parnasa. Now over here, there's big shilas. What does it mean? Haresi ma'aseh v'kipachti as parnasa. The mashal learns, I made my umnas kva and my Torah aroi. That means the heresias ma'aseh zokta mashal is, person's supposed to be Torah's main thing, and his umnas secondary. And then the Rabbanism takes care of him, he has a greater shout than the Shemaya. But most people worry about parnasa more and spend less time learning. And again, here I'm not giving Musra, this is not the Peleites time. I'm just saying the Mashah. So Mamela, it's harder for them to earn a living. That's what the Mashah says. Yeshua brings
Rabbi?
Yes.
I'm sorry, just the statement from of Shimon ben Elazar about the birds and the animals not engaging in a trade, that seems to me quite the opposite. If you just look out your window, all these animals do all day long is forage and seek their food, hence the term busy as a bee. I mean, you can watch a squirrel, you can watch ants. All they're doing every moment is trying to feed themselves and compete with each other because the last one at the trough dies. What does this mean that they don't? It's almost like he's suggesting that they don't have any cares in the world. They flit around and nothing happens, and they're fed.
No, I think what he's trying to say is very simple. You're right. They forage for their food, but they get their food. I know there'll always be one that doesn't, but they're a cloud. They exist. They're alive. They're well. That means ultimately they get their food. They don't have to resort to other means. It's natural. Their food comes to them naturally. That's what I mean.
But that's not... is that true? It's a very Darwinistic out there. The weak ones who can't just die. And birds get pushed out of their nest and et cetera, et cetera. So, what naturalists will tell you is it's an absolute war going on out there. It's very nice we hear the birds chirping, but that's not what it means. It's not because they're happy. But I'll drop this. I just don't understand the statement.
The primary supposition is not true. In that, for instance, if you've grown up among animals, such as Oklahoma, Southwest Missouri, domesticated animals spend most of their time, cows, horses, things like that, simply eating. If you look at a lion will sleep up to 3 days or up to 2 days after a feed. By and large, animals, the social animals especially, tend to congregate. But in terms of what we're doing with 10-hour workdays and things like that, I do not know animals. I can look into it further, but certainly, anthropologically, the less complicated civilization, the river tribes, the Amazon, spend an average of 3 to 4 hours a day gathering food, as opposed to us, which is 8 to 12.
I don't know. I hear. I don't know if you heard Harvey, but the doctor said.
I know he was speaking. I couldn't hear a word, but I know he was speaking.
Okay, the doctor said that the lion and animals like that, they get their food and then they can sleep 3 days. They don't have the constant quest for food that you see in the animals around us. Now, they do prey on each other. That's part of their food supply. But that's how the Rabbanim created them, that one animal should eat the other animal. But the animals that are out in the wild don't spend as much time getting food as the cow that sits in your stable.
Okay.
Right. I'm in the middle of talking. I'm going to get to you in a minute. Today, Yeshua says two other pshatim here. One pshat, he says, the Reisi Masa is going on other Marishan Tzchet. Other Marishan blew it, and therefore we're doomed, so to speak, to have to earn a living because of other Marishan. If not of other Marishan, we would have been in Gan Eden. We would have been in a place we wouldn't have to earn a living. That's what the Bnei Yeshua says in Pshat 1, which is what you're saying, Bnei Yisapecha Tachalachem. The Bnei Yeshua in Pshat 2 says that it's not like we're the greatest tzaddikim in the world, that we deserve to be fed easily. We have to work hard because of our own ma'asim. So there's three pshatim here. One pshat is the Mashal's pshat, that we make Torah secondary in our trade ikur. The second pshat is Bnei Yeshua's pshat, that it's other Marishan's chait. The third pshat is, we ourselves, unfortunately, have our own chatoim that cause us to have to work harder, yes?
The question on the Marsha's pshat, that so you expect then that people make Torah thicker. I can ask Joe.
No, he's not saying to learn not work. That's not what he's saying. No, that's not, this is not Rav Shimon Yochai and Rav Shimon, no. It's not that. He's saying even the person that earns a living should work minimally, not engage in his work more than necessary. That's what it means. Right. Because that's what, by today's chashmi, you can't ask any questions. We're gulim, tzadik v'ra, we don't know what's going on, we don't know what hanashamah. You can't look around today and judge anything.
That
time, the more you question. I have no idea. I'm reading a mishnah, right? You can't look around today. For all you know, that tzadik, the Shama needs a certain thing today here, and that's why he has to go through this. Yes.
Part of creation.
Right. Again, I'm not disagreeing with you. Right. Abigurian is Sijin, I'm Misham Abigurian. Le'ilamid Adam has been the following trades. He's listing the following trades, and he says they're not good because they're not honest. It lends to dishonesty. That doesn't mean everybody engaged in that trade is dishonest. It means it puts a person in a major test of honesty. Kamar, donkey drivers. Gamal, camel drivers. The reason they have trouble with honesty is because they're traveling and they need food for their animals, and it's much easier to just take off somebody's field or vineyard and get something to feed their animals. It's an assignment that they have. It's a test. It's exposing themselves to a test of Gneva. That's how Rashi explains it. Kador, Sofon. Kador is a person that sells pots. Sofon is a sailor, I believe. Raya, shepherd, Chavani, a storekeeper. Anybody that sells and buys runs the risk of overcharging, cheating a little bit here and there. Safon is the same thing. He travels, and traveling people are more makol, so to speak, in Geneva. Because they need it. They're Meira Heter. They find themselves a Heter. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Chamar, Gamal, Safon, Kader, Bali, Kronos. Storekeepers. Kalaylu umdas listeners, Kishalonim bedrachim, when they sleep on the roads, him nechnasnim v'loikdim eitzim and akramim, they take wood from vineyards, peiris v'oid, sheniskarim v'adam avirim altanoam, they take a contract, they don't keep it. People that travel are apt to steal, and people that have stores have a bigger nesayin of Gneva.
Why are we jumping to person to God ever not look at books? Why don't we, I thought we were talking about should have a relationship with
ladies. Again, once we're talking about omnis, we're getting involved in other omnis. We're not, it's nothing to do with ladies.
No, I'm saying, that's what I'm asking. I mean, why don't we go through some trades with ladies?
Well, the Gemara's going to do that. Why the Mishnah did that? Don't think about it. Rebuta argues from the Tanakhama. He quotes the differently. He says, Achamorim Rubem Rishoim, Hagamalim Rubem Ksherim, Hasafanim Rubem Chsidim. Not everybody that travels steals. The donkey drivers, yes, they steal. The camel drivers, they go for longer trips. And when they go for these longer trips, they are petrified because of wild animals in the deserts. So what they do is, they're totally yirei shamayim. They're out there davening their heads off because they're exposed to danger. So the last thing on their mind is to steal because they recognize they need shatah d'shamayim to make it across that desert safely. And Safanim, on the water, they are so afraid that Reuben Chassidim, they're not only Tzadikim, not only Ksherim, but they go beyond the letter of the law because they need the Siyata Dishmaya of making it safely. Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Chavani. I'm sorry. Raya. Behemah Shalai Shemabirim Liris Besad Acharim. He takes him to other people's fields. Chavani Melamud Bajnoa. La'atum Mayim B'yayin Tzoyas Bechitim. He mixes water into wine. He mixes some dirt into the wheat. Mishmai Shalabagoya. Hakamarim Rubim Bisham, they list his day rab. Hakamarim Rubim Shem Shaparshim, the Boris. They go to deserts. Lamakim to the highest will list them when there's a lot of robbers. If you rain Lanapshim, they're afraid. Umashabram Libam Lamakim, and they break their heart to Hashem, meaning they are doing tshuva all the time. Svanam Rubim Chsidim, Shaparshim Lamakim Asakonam. But Tamadhem Barada Yaisim Agamalim. They're more petrified than Gamalim. Now, I don't want any question on the next line of Gemara until I finish. Time Shemarai from Gehenna. Pashim Shadim means the best doctors go to Gehenna. Now, everybody is bothered by this. What does that mean? Dr. Ramban, it means people that don't take their medical chiyuvim seriously. They do it, and they don't take it seriously. So why is it called Time Shemarai? Ramban does not address that issue. Others say different shatim. Rabbi Kibager has a very interesting shot. A very interesting shot. This is not the regular shot that others say. Kibager says a rifei has to have a certain midas achzarius in him. He has to be a surgeon. He has to cut. He has to give people bad news. Inevitably, a rifei has to have a certain achzarius in him. No, I don't want to use the word cruelty, but toughness. To be able to tell people bad news is very difficult. And to be able to cut people is very difficult. Doing it for a good purpose. So anybody else that has that midah ends up in Gehenna. That's what Kibagan learns. Time should arrive from what makes a good doctor for anybody else is in Gehenna. A doctor has to use that midah. This is what Kibagan's shot. A doctor has to use that midah. But another person should not be having that midah. So there times should arrive from what's good for doctors, the Gehenna leads other people to Gehenna. That's what Kimager's shot. Others saying, times should arrive means a doctor that's good but arrogant. Because he's good, he walks around like he owns the world, and therefore makes medical errors. Because arrogance means he doesn't check with his colleagues, he doesn't investigate it, he takes guesses, and that's why he ends up in Gehenna. That's how the simple shot in the Mishnah is. There's a story, I will say over this story, it's an unbelievable story, but it has nothing to do with Shabbat, just an interesting story. Reb Eisel Charev was Rav in Slonim, and some doctor told him that he's terminally ill. He's gone, he's finished, he's going to die. He went to a different doctor who healed him. So he met the first doctor, and he said to him, "You owe me Hakaras HaTayv." So the first doctor said to him, "Why do I owe you Hakaras HaTayv? If anything, you should be upset at me." He said, "I had a dream. I was standing by Bez and Shemaila, by thing, and they had a line for doctors that were headed to Gehenna because Taif should arrive from the Gehenna. And you were in the line. So I walked over and I said, 'He's not a doctor. Pull him out.' So I saved your life." That's Rabbi Yisrochayim's story. Rabbi Yisrochayim, he was there. He's not a doctor. What's he doing in this line? And he pulled him out.
Oh, yeah. That was my
Rabbi?
Yes.
Why are there no opinions that the reason this is so is because of the God complex? Because the best of physicians start attributing their good.
I said their arrogance. If that's what you meant, I think you mean.
I meant something specific, that they attribute their good results to themselves.
Okay, I see that as part of arrogance, but you're right. That's part of what they say. Rashi tells him, "Rising the Gehenna, ain't a yorim and achayli." He's not afraid of illness. Umacholi machol briim, and he eats very healthy food. Ve'ena meshaber, he always has a constant supply of food because they make money. Ve'ena meshaber libel amokum, he doesn't break his heart. Hashem upamim chayik nefashes, and sometimes he can cause people to die. Ve'yesh biyad the larapas ani ve'merapa, and he refuses services to somebody who can't pay. That's Rashi's shot. Next Gemara. Now, the Mefarshim say it doesn't mean everybody. It means butchers are the shutva shel amalek, because what happens is they're interested in money and they have trefus, and they pasku for themselves that it's kosher, and they feed it to people. Tabachim are, well, we would say today butchers. In those days, the shaykhut and the butcher were the same person. Rashi, Taimshim Tabachim, Sreikit trefus boss liyodai, the chasam amoyne machilan, and he feeds it to other people. Why it says shutvei shel amalek more by him, I don't know. Rabbi Naroi Yomer, maniach ani kolum the shabayi lebein melamed es bnei ol tayra. I only teach my kid tayra. Now Rabbi Melashner learns shot in this mishnah is there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shmuel says that everybody should a person should have a job and earn a living and learn the rest of the time. And Rabbi Shimon Michoi says a person should not worry about parnasa; he should sit and learn. The Rabbi Nishan provides for him. The Gemara says in Brachos, "Har beyasuk Rabbi Shmuel, and it works, and like Rabbi Shimon Michoi, doesn't work." So Rabbi Shimon Michoi says it means there; it's not for the regular person. The regular person cannot live like Rabbi Shimon Michoi. Har beyasuk v'loy also be other. But a lot of people do it; it doesn't work. But there's always a minority of people, a chosen group, that they can live Rav Shimon ben Yochai's lifestyle. So Rav Naroi said, for my son, I picked that lifestyle. I picked he should live like Rav Shimon ben Yochai's way. Most people should not do it. It doesn't work. They have to earn a living, like Rav Shmuel said. But for my son, I feel he was capable of living the other way. So Reina Malamed is B'nei Elotayra. Sha'ad Amaychum Eschar Ba'el Matem. He gets the schar in Eilu Mabeh, Vakayim Kayem Esra Eilu Mabeh, and the principle remains in Eilu Mabeh. Ushar Kolumnes Eindekay. No other trade provides that. Shadim Bali Dei Chayli Elei Ziknap. When a person has to stop working, he's sick or old, or he's a surim, Vene Yochel Lasik Mablachtai, Harum Meiz Barav. He has no but earning anymore, because he lived off his job. Avla Taira Eindekay. Amasham Rasim Yikol Rabin Arusai. It watches him when he's young, they satisfy Achlus Vitiktiv Vizikrusai, and it gives them hope and future. When he's old, he can still continue learning. Those who hope to Hashem will renew. I don't know what he's going to say, Shachlifu.
Renew.
They will age. They will grow. I think Yenuva means to be sprout forth. What does Yenuva mean? Fruitful. In their old age, he was old and he still had everything. Avram kept Tyra. He watched my rules, all kinds of mitzvahs. Rashi. He can't learn as much. Tyra reward will keep him going. And again, this is not for everybody, as Rav Chaim Elazar explains. It's only for the chosen few that can dedicate their life to Torah, and Hashem provides for them. Most people have to go out and earn a living and do something to be able to earn a living. No. It is and it isn't. It's not an omnis in the regular sense of omnis. But for these people, this is what they dedicate their life to. Like a tailor is a tailor, and a doctor is a doctor, and a carpenter is a carpenter, he's a Torah learner.
In other words, I guess my question is, a person learns Torah, can he expect that to be his Parnassa?
Again, only a few people, the chosen few. That's why I just spoke out. Chaim Lezner explains, we don't pass him like the Shimon Ben Yochai. We pass him like the Yishmol. You have to earn a living. But for a few, Harbi Yasukrim Shimon Ben Yochai, but also Yadav, the Gemara says. Many people wanted to do like Shimon Ben Yochai to work. But the chosen few can. Who those chosen few are, I don't know. But that's not the point. Rav Neroi said, my son is from the chosen few.
And my other question is about Avraham Avinu. He was also a
businessman.
Avraham
Avinu?
Avraham Avinu, he was a rich man.
Yeah, okay.
From
but doesn't,
not from learning.
I don't know how he got his money. It doesn't say in the Torah how Avraham Avinu got his money.
Pharaoh
gave him money, yeah. Okay. Dr. Barabaita. Anybody whose business is with women, the Rashi says surira means it's how does he translate it? He probably has a better English
behavior
word.
Behavior is bad.
The behavior is bad. So Rashi means hagira, krivasira, lishtad limay, sheisar elav ubala beisai. You don't want to encourage him to visit your house because he's a guy that hangs around women all the time, and he's more apt to be friendly with women that can lead to disastrous results. You got it. Now it lists those things that are asakim with women. Hatsarfim. Tsarfim are the ones that purify gold. So the women bring their jewelry to him to purify it, to clean it, to get it ready. It's a woman thing, jewelry. Rashi Hatsarfim. Tsarfim Zav, Aisim, and Nashim, Shirim, Nizamim, and Tabas. They make the jewelry for the women. Shirim are bracelets, Nizamim are nose rings, and Tabas are rings. Hasarikim, people that comb clothing. There was a trade those days that they combed the clothing to extend it, to fit it. It was made out of wool or linen, and they combed it. And now they hang around kids, the women, because the women bring their kids' clothing to them. Or if they come to my house, you take care of my kids' clothing. Rashi, Sarikin, Sarik Begadim Lenashim. Next, Dr. Gamar Hanukurais. The Kurais are Menakre Rechayim Shoyad. They clean out hand grinders. Shidrashim Teichnes Bam. Kitnabik Subas El Menakre Yisher Shalabayla. Women used to be Teichnes Vaifa. Rabina Berchai Diyazan. They used to use small grinders to grind things up. They have to be cleaned and fixed. So these were the guys that went around houses to take care of those hand grinders. Harechlim, peddlers who sell Zokrashim Baikun Ksutim Samim Lenashim. They sell Samim for the women. Hagadayim, weavers, Hasavarim, barbers, Zukrachi, Hanashim Trichas Lehabishor Benea. Kids go to the barber. Women bring the barber to their house. Hakaifsim, laundromats. Hagareya, that's Rashi, Uman Hamakazam, the one that let blood. Hashem Shim Magareya Sadam. Now it seems that women used to have a tendency that let blood in those days a lot because pregnant women, and they said it was healthy for them to let blood. So the women used to go and used to have a big more, they spent more time at the bloodletter than the men did. The men did it when it was necessary. The women did it extra times. It was supposed to be healthy for them. Habalon is a bathhouse attendant. Habursiki is a tanner. The trashy. Ma'abad lahem iris lo. He makes for them leather shoes and leather clothing, whatever else they have to have.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? It's interesting that the Mishnah on this thing said you should not teach your son to be in this profession if you're in this profession. And here we're talking about the danger of being in this profession. And yet the Mishnah does not tell men not to do it. Is it an acknowledgement that there just are not enough women to fulfill the employment services needed in these areas? I mean,
I think by saying don't teach your kid, it's trying to say this is not the preferred way of doing things. It's a nice way of saying try not to be it. Now, if you are, you are. But don't make your kid it, meaning you're already either are or aren't. So now you're assuming that people made their own choices in what they did. To a certain extent,
quite the opposite. I'm assuming that you had to. It was the general rule that you passed your profession on to your child. That's how they had the parnassa. These were family-run things. All of these professions.
100%.
So I'm just.
It's saying, even though you are, don't make your kid that. Take him out of the family profession.
That's a big thing. That's a hard thing to do, because how do you
very
do that?
Very hard thing to do. But that's the suggestion of the Mishnah. If you want to give your kid an easier life, take him out of your family business.
It's just that a lot of there's a lot of parnassa in being a barber, 100%. A goldsmith. It's a whole lot of professions here.
100%. It's saying again. It's suggesting, do not teach it to your kids. It's not saying it's us, sir. Do not. If you want to give your kid an easier lifestyle, don't give him one of the. Don't have him continue.
Easy lifestyle to go into business.
No. I meant easier lifestyle, Ruchnius wise. Harvey understood me.
Right. So, anyone, Chemini is any businessman, right?
Well, Chemini had nothing to do with women. Chemini was because you have to be, it's hard to be honest.
Okay, so, a person who has a store, women shop.
No, in those days, men shop, not women. See, that you're trying to put 2024. In those days, the stores, women stayed home. Women didn't go shopping. They had no credit cards. I really want to move because I don't want to start being... I know, but I have five lines. What?
I want to make two quick observations. Number one, I was incorrect. The amount of time an animal spends gathering food depends on the size of the animal. Small animals eat more than time. Large animals eat less. But the other thing is interesting, what's left out, which is one of the traits that's left out is a tanner.
It does say tanner.
It's what?
It mentions it. Where's the key? Right there.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. I'm wrong.
Right. Habalim Zakrashi, Melchami Mechatsar, one who heats bathhouses. Eima Midim Mehem, Loi Melech, Loi Kayin Gadol. Kings and Kayin Gadol can be from people that engage in those trades because the Yadrama says people don't respect people in those trades. They're not viewed as chash of a position. And a king that becomes from that trade will always be derided. People will say, he was a barber. Now all of a sudden he's a thing. You know, my Haman was a barber. You know what I mean? They'll make fun of the people who go from this trade to be a melech or kain gadol will never gain the respect they need to be in that position. My timer.
Isn't that inherited, being a melech?
If it's a new king.
Oh, they have new kings?
Sometimes. My timer. Loy Mishum de Psili, there's nothing wrong with that. Mishum de Zilim Nusayu, it's a cheap trade. It's a degraded trade. Tana Rabbanon. Asar Dvarim Nemru Begareya. 10 things are said about a guy that's a bloodletter. Mahalach Al Tzidai, he walks on his side. They say what it means is, the side says in the Gemara that he walks straight up, like with his feet, like the Kaima Skufa. That doesn't fit the word Tzidai, but that's how the... On the side of the Gemara, the Messiah Sashas, that's how he translates it. I mean, these are haughty back, he acts haughty. And the Gemara is giving you examples. Ruchai Gasa, he's always acting haughtily. V'yayshev, nitla v'yayshev, when he sits. Nitla v'yayshev means, how does he translate nitla v'yayshev? He reclines when he sits. Again, these are all gaivadika ways. Ein etzara is cheap. And Rashi will explain why. And he can't tolerate, he looks at people with a bad eye, like he's trying to figure out who's going to need bloodletting. Like, maybe more people can need me, my services. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Malach Hatzidah Baruch Gassa, V'nit Lubi Yashiv. Shlush them Simani Gaiva. These are all Simani Gaiva. Ava'in Zu Daima Lezu. They're a little different. V'bekula Mukhalik Mimidas Haksherim. A kosher person, a non-Bal Gaiva, doesn't do these things. Nitla v'yayshev, any yayshev can nismach. He doesn't sit unless he can lean either backwards or on his side. Derech gaiva. Why is he a bal gaiva? L'shosh abriyas maishem nafshay liyadai. When you go to a bloodletter, you're trusting him with your life. Because if he takes out too much blood, it's over and done with. So therefore, he feels like people trust me with their lives. Whom is God? V'ayin etzara b'mamayinai lo'itzi klum. He doesn't like to spend money. Because he's always eating, because the people that let blood eat good meals beforehand and afterwards to make up for the blood that they lose. That's what they used to eat a lot. So he was a bloodletter. They used to invite him. to join them for the meals. He never had to spend a penny. He ate by people's houses, and he had free food. Made him illumined lights. He doesn't train himself to lose in his pocket. He looks at people that are healthy. They should get sick. They should need him. Back to the Gemara.
I mean, I'll give you an example. You shouldn't be an attorney. Why?
And there's an attorney here. You have to be very careful. There's an attorney here. There's an attorney on the phone.
I finished my sentence. I almost would add that because you need a secretary, right? The secretary is a girl, right?
Again, I'm not here. You passing a local advice. I'm not giving a local advice here.
I know an attorney. He has to give something to the secretary, right? He won't hand it to her.
Okay, I'm very happy to hear that. Now, you can write his told us, but meanwhile, I'm putting Gemara.
That's what he does. He says, you need this paper? Take it from the...
I need to do this now. His stories are 10 to 6. You can say stories. Eichel harbe umaiti kima. He eats good food, and therefore his waist is less than a regular person. Dr. Ashi, shemulumid lechom kaiban hashem b'chol yaim. He's constantly eating. Umaiti kima b'tech shemachala yofa. He has high-class food. Lechom naki b'asher shamein. Good bread, good meat, shematim asazevo, that make less waste. Shekala, that make lesudas hakaza, the macho bria, because people, for the meal before or after the hakaza, have good meals, and he's invited. So he's constantly eating top-of-the-line food. And the chashan al arayas, because women are always there. Dr. Rashi, I just can't do it. Chashan al arayas. Women need him, and he's always with them. So he's chashan al arayas. And v'ashvia gezel, the trashy, because hanashim geizlus and baleim and isis like. The women have this drive to let blood. And therefore, sometimes the husband says, it's costing a fortune, your thing. So she steals money from her husband to go get her bloodletting. Because sometimes he lets out too much blood. And he causes the person to die. So again, it's not from the high class jobs that we encourage people to take, because this is what results in many cases. You always have the exception. I want to make that clear. People can be butchers and be honest. They can be storekeepers and be honest. It's just saying these are the jobs that have bigger tests on them. Every job comes with own nishyidness. These are the jobs that come with these nishayinus. Some come with the nishayin of Kessel. Some come with the nishayin of Arias. This is the job.
What did Rabbi's father do?
Dr. Gemara, Darish Bakapara. I told you why you're story time today. La'ilam yomad adam azbenai umnes nikiya v'kala. A person should teach his kid a clean, good trade. Now, the reason the Mashal takes out the word kala in the Mishnah is just what is Bakapara adding? What, Bakapara is repeating a Mishnah? So someone would say, the Mishnah says it, Bakapara announced it. He said a drasha, and he said, Rabbi Sai, that the Mishnah didn't say to do. So the Mashah says, he added the word kala. Mahi, what is the clean, easy job? Amr Yehuda, machted the Tama Yusuf. That is to do sewing, to be a tailor. To be a tailor that works sewing, not in business, he doesn't say chances for cheating are much less. Women don't come to him because he's still in the early process of making the clothing. He's not selling it to the store, and therefore that's the clean thing to do. Rashi, Machdes to Tamiyusa, Mechet Tamiyas. Tamiyas means rose. Shatfiris Asuyas Tlomim Tlomim, Shura Shuris Ketlomim Shemachrisha, like the rose of a plow. Dr. Gemara Vaita Tanya Rebbe Eimer, Ein Loch Umnes Shaveres Min Aylam. There's enough, everybody, all trades have to happen. We need these people. There's always going to be blood letters, and there's always going to be all these things that we said are not good. Peddlers, barbers, laundromat attendants, bathhouse attendants, they're going to be there. Because if the world needs it, somebody's going to do it, because they make a living that way. Ashrei mi shirayas hayrav umnes mula. This is what Harvey was referring to. People used to take their father's business. Fortunate is the person that sees his father in a good business that he can take over. Woe to him if his father is involved in one of those businesses that we're not encouraging of. And he's going to usually take it over. We don't like it, but that's what's going to happen. The world needs these things. Somebody's got to be a bathhouse attendant. Don't you don't volunteer for the job if you have an option. That's what it's saying. It's going to get done. Because if there's no, you know, it's market forces. If there are no bathhouse attendants, they're going to get paid a fortune to do it. There's always going to be every job. The question is only, who's going to volunteer for the jobs you'd rather you not do? Something Gemara Vayitra. You have Shiloh Island, Bloy Vice, and Bloy Borsiki. The world needs spice merchants, and the world needs tanners. Ashrei Mishim Nasei Vaisim. Fortunate is the person that is a spice merchant. Ayla Mishim Nasei Borsiki. Because he smells. Tanners have a very foul smell around them. So it has to be done. There's got to be tanners. We need shoes. We need belts. We need clothing made up. It has to be done. But it's a woe to the person that has to do it. Zuck Trashi. Sheveris min ha'ilam, shevetelim min ha'ilam. Bein shi nekiya, bein shi me'usa. Whether it's good or bad, yesh bem tzairach. If he doesn't do it, somebody else will do it. Ashrei mi sha'ir sha'idav, yoylidav ves yoladav. Rashi said, fortunate is the person that sees his parents and his kids. Bumnes nekiya. Baisim, meicher psamim. Sells psamim. Zachti gemar weiter. The world needs boys. The world needs girls. Ashrei misha banav scharim. Oilein misha banav nekevus. A person's fortunate if he has boys. Less fortunate if he has only girls. Now, the Meiri has a different shot here. He says there are boys that act feminine, meaning they don't have the strength that males usually have. Fortunate is the one whose banav act like scharim. Oilei lemisha banav mekevus. That's how the Meiri learned. I know, but that's the Meiri shot. Don't think my writer, I'm a little human, by umnes nekiyah v'kala. V'yivakish rachmim lemisha oishe v'anachotim shaloi. He should daven to the Hashem. She'ein aniyas min umnes, v'ein ashiras min umnes. Lemisha oishe shaloi, she'ein melia kesev, melia zog, Noam Hashem Tzvakas, Hashem says, it's all mine. Shimon Elazar Eimer, Emre Yisim Me'emecha, Tanya Reb Shimon Elazar Eimer, Me'yamai Levi Yisim Tzvi Kayetz. I never saw a deer in charge of drying the figs in the field. A resubbo, I never saw a lion having to carry packages. Shul Chamboni, I never saw a fox in the store. Now the Mepharshim say that deer sleep with one eye open. What it says, and therefore they're good out in the field to watch things. And a lion is strong, he's good to carry packages, and a fox is smart, so he is the storekeeper. And neither of the three need to do those things. They're here for me. So my they are here to serve me. They're mispanish lebetzar. Ani shenif reisi l'shamish es kaini. Ein adish espanish lebetzar. Shareisi es matzai. V'kipachti. And what was the word for kipachti? I forfeited. My parnasa. Shenav avinaseichem hitu. Rashi.
Is it bad saying that?
What?
Who's saying that they were created to serve Hashem or men?
Men. Rashi. Zok Rashi tzvi kayetz. Miyabesh ksias. Masada, drying figs in the field, sabal nice to masada. Yes, Rabbi Shah, what was your question before?
It was the person who, the brother letter who, Moshe Kimo, ate high class food. There's something wrong with that Balgaiva thing
no.
That people gave him.
No, again, all it says is he's different than the regular. He's a guy that has more better food than a regular person does.
Is that a bad thing or just a fact?
It's a fact. It usually refers to the fact. It's part of his thing. He doesn't have to spend money. He gets things for free. All those things create a persona of a Balgaiva. It's part of building him into the Balgaiva that he is. Everybody needs me. Everybody feeds me. I don't have to spend a penny. I'm it. I'm the world's answer to all mankind's problems.
Comes with the territory.
Now, that doesn't mean it has to be that way. The Gemara says in Titus, there was a blood letter. Abba, got his last name? Abba, no? What? No, it wasn't Abba Sikra. Abba Sikra is in Gittin.
No,
Gemara in Titus, he was a blood letter, and he was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik that when he davened and came rain, it was like a whole big thing. So it's not like every bloodletter has to be this. All it's saying is certain positions set people up for certain nisyonos. And like all tests in life, difficult tests are harder to pass. The best way is to avoid them. People that work with women, does that mean every peddler was a Rasha? Chas v'shalom. I'm sure there were peddlers that were tzaddikim. But they dealt with a nisyon in life that a person who's not a peddler doesn't have to deal with. It's a fact. There are people that work with women, their job is to take care of women. Like people that work in a dress store. A man works in a dress store.
That's ridiculous.
Again, it might be ridiculous, but it happens, right? Yeah. He's a salesperson in a dress store. He's dealing with women. Men don't even come in to buy dresses.
When
right?
I was in Geneva, I bought a dress for my wife, and it was a male who was selling a dress.
It's not us, sir. But he deals with an Nisayan that other people don't have to deal with. I don't have to see women dressing up fancy in their dresses to try on. Right? I don't have to see that. So, it's again, every trade comes with its own Nisayanness. The Gemara has to identify one thing that's Nikki of Akala. A guy who sews, and again, doesn't sell the clothing, but if he sells the clothing, he's back to the other Nisayan. So he's a guy who sews, and he doesn't have the Nisayan of Gzela, he's an employee, does his job, Nikki of Akala. Very few other things are like that. Again, obviously, there's going to be people with different trades, and they can be tzaddikim even though they have different trades. It's saying they deal with a set of tests that make life more difficult. The donkey driver does not have to steal to exist, but he has that desire every night. That's what happens. People are faced with tests, right? And if they pass them, great. If they don't pass them, not so good. But
the Messiah is three. First, he's the
right.
He's got to be affected by it. So how does that fit into?
Again, he's mutter to do it because he's busy with his business, so he's not going to be affected by it. But the bottom line is he's dealing with women all day. That's a fact. It's not the recommended job a person should go into. It's mutter. He's a Messiah treaty. Yeah.
I was business now. Weren't
the Avos Rohim? Yes, they were. But they were honest Rohim.
Sadly.
Yes.
I'm a butcher.
I have no idea who was a butcher. Everybody's have a wonderful day tomorrow. We're starting the second site to Beis Medalov. This week's test is only on Kedushin. Site to Beis Medalov will be our next week's test. And the test should be ready to go as soon as Rahman Shah types it up.
You need.